In the last gospel snippet, I spoke on the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in John 14, verse 6. Now I speak on the words of Peter in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. He listened to Jesus that day in John 14. He took it on board. He understood it. He felt it. And when, in turn, he came to preach, he preached exactly the same message. Hear him speaking to the Jews of his day. There is salvation in no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He's speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says there is no other name. And in the Hebrew sense of the word, that means there is no other person. There is no other work. There is no other way except Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only name, the only person. He has accomplished the only work that will save sinners. There is no access to God. There is no way to salvation except in him. There is no other name under heaven. You see again the exclusive nature of this. Under heaven, given among men again, stopping up every loophole. Wherever you look, to whomever you look, there is no salvation except in Jesus Christ. Now this may not be politically correct, but I'm not here to be politically correct. I'm here to preach the gospel. And I stand with Peter here. I know Islam makes its claims. I know the philosophers have their claims. I know some claim theology or the Church of Rome or this and that and the other. But it won't wash, my friend. Here is the claim of Peter, following the claim of Christ. There is salvation in no other person, no other name, no other work. Nothing but the blood of Jesus will wash away sin. Nothing but the righteousness of Christ will clothe the sinner and make him right before God and with God. Only Jesus Christ. Now, in the context of Peter's discourse, he was saying Judaism hasn't got the answer. In our day, I'm saying Islam. I'm saying the philosophers. I'm saying Buddhism. I'm saying this and that and the other. You name it. It's only Jesus Christ who can save sinners. And he can, and he will. For all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, do I hear you say, well, this is a bit intolerant, you know? This is a bit exclusive? Well, I make the same reply as I've done before. No, it's not a bit intolerant. No, it's not a bit exclusive. Is it entirely exclusive? It is entirely, absolutely intolerant. I make no apology for it. As Peter said in another place, in John 6, to whom can we go, speaking to Christ? You alone have the words of eternal life. And now in Acts 4, verse 12, he not only has the words of eternal life, Christ, he is that eternal life. John 14, 6, he is the way to God. He is the sinner's salvation. My friend, I appeal to you, come to Jesus Christ, the only Savior for sinners. Call upon him, look to him, trust him, rely upon him, and you will prove this text true. Although he is the only way to God, he is the way, and he will save all who call upon him. So I urge you, call, and I mean call now. That's what Peter is pressing here. So look to Jesus Christ now and be saved. Amen.